Sports Today has all your sport covered. 882 6PR.
Let's recap on yesterday's derby. G'day, Ross Lyon.
G'day, Brad. Carl.
Hi, mate.
Well, no doubt, day off for everybody, but you would have been mulled over and probably played it back through your head a few times. Where do you think it went wrong, particularly at the start?
Skills.
Oh, combination. Lots of things. Yeah, certainly reviewed the game that's done. Pull it all together later tonight and tomorrow and bang through the coaches and then present it to the players. So, yeah, it was a disappointing start. I thought their West Coast intensity and spread sort of caught us wanting, but some of it was slow play defence. I thought their bigs took a number of contested marks just down the line and got them rolling. And, yeah, so some disappointing aspects. I know that we had some shallow entries where we could have gone deeper and they just counterpunched a bit. But, yeah, I thought we fought on. I think we got to 18 points with 15 minutes to go on the clock, and then they kicked two quick ones. So that sort of iced the game. I think we got up to 14, was something like that. 12 points, I'm not too sure.
You wouldn't have seen your skills that bad. Not for a long time. I mean, that was the worst I'd seen. Your basic skills. They missing kicks and handballs, some of the ones that were missed.
Yeah,
we were shaking our heads.
There's some players that probably need to step up their skills. I've seen handballs go to the feet and some missed targets before. It's probably more the drop marks. I mean, there's some uncharacteristic, I think, five or six drop marks that were pretty costly. So, we need to tidy up our skills. We can't let ourselves off the hook for that. Look, I thought the Eagles were very good. I think, you know, their desire and the intensity sort of, you can talk about what's coming, but until the players feel it. And, look, that's been one of our strengths, sort of meeting those challenges. But, look, I was pleased in the second half. We got a number of entries, 30 entries to 17, but they scored a lot. So defensively, we were pretty poor for the day. And but we fought on. So, yeah, and we learned some things.
Ross, every game's unique. We know that. We've seen the ability of Fremantle to score quickly in games like you did the week before, etc. But what about on the reverse when you're coming from behind? You're still comfortable that you can pick up teams if you're spotting them five or six goals a game? I know the entry said that you could, but...
Well,
I
thought we did that, to be truthful.
You got within 17, didn't you? But you just couldn't pierce that little bubble.
I think we dominated the third. And I think the problem was that we just opened our... themselves up a little bit in doing it, and I thought they scored some really easy goals, and you know, we structured up in a manner behind the ball that we shouldn't have, so which allowed them some easy ones. So yeah, look, is it an absolute strength? I wouldn't have thought so, but gee whiz, I thought I think with 6 minutes to go, we're still 18 points again. So it was disappointing. Look, you don't want to be, I think it was 20 entries to 25, but then it was about the quality. And we missed a couple of sitters, didn't we? I think it was a few snaps from 20 in the first half.
As they did.
But so did they. I reckon Hill ran in open goal. Look, I think you've got to give him credit. I don't think it's the end of the world, but I would have preferred us to have played better. And some people got opportunities that didn't take them, and so they'll come under some pressure, but... we'll have a look at that in due course.
50 entries to 42. You had 12 marks to 11 inside 50. Contested possession 130 to 131. It was there, you know, but I just think, you know, just the little things, the polish, that Fremantle polish that I saw earlier in the year just wasn't quite there. One bloke who did come good after half time was Nathan Fyfe. Now, he was well held, wasn't he, up until half time? And he had six touches, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, who held him or he held himself. So, look, you know, we had a number of mids down early. As I said, I thought they were pretty good. You know, their backs were undersized, and admittedly, we didn't put them on much pressure. We went wide and we went short, and we fiddled around when we could have gone in. I thought they put us under some pressure early. But yeah, Nathan's second half was pretty good. There was a few that needed to lift. Lockie Neal's probably the most uncharacteristic with his skills and drop marks and so on. But Walter's first half was quiet. He got to work. But everyone had a few mates, didn't they? But Johnson looked like a player that hadn't played for 3 weeks. And, he'll get better at that. And I thought, Alex Silvani had his hands full with Kennedy the way the ball was coming in. So we're a little bit undersized. in handling those players. So I think we should get a bit better there. McFarlane and Dawson are available, and we just need to balance up the team. The midfield need to improve, and all of us need to improve, including the coaches.
Get to Sylvain in a sec. I mean, you've rightfully so, too. You've pointed out that you've done a lot right this year, 16-3. That tells us that.
Yeah.
Are you a glass full man or half empty? Because you've got the next 3 weeks, your destiny's in your own hands. No gimme against anybody, but North Melbourne in particular this week, a tough one, and you've got Port Adelaide seemingly out of the race but can still be very dangerous in the last round.
Oh, look, they're all dangerous teams. I mean, any given day, any team. So we're a hard-working blue-collar team. So if we don't want to work hard and we want to let people stroll around and not help our teammates, well, like most teams, you get embarrassed pretty quickly. So, look, there's no panic stations, but we need to play some good football. And but I thought, really, you know, the ability to persist and turn around, admittedly, they hit... ran his headwinds, and look, they had Nat Nuia and Lacroix and McGovern, which are pretty important to them. So I thought they were super, and, you know, we didn't make it happen for ourselves. So, but we've worked hard to be in the position we're in. So there's no panic stations here, but we need to improve. There's no doubt about that.
Ross, this one from James. He says, can you please ask Ross why Barlow isn't being played in the centre and around the stoppages this year? He seems like a duck out of water when played out of position and where he is most effective. That's from James.
Well, yeah. Well, he's basically playing the same position he's played for the last 3 years with me, a high forward. And he's never really been a midfielder in my tenure here. And he's been that forward that pushes up and releases and is around the ball in that respect. So there's times he's spent in the midfield, but that his role hasn't differed too much at all.
Have you had a chance to cancel Silvani and get his...
No.
Did you...
No, I haven't spoken to him because the players aren't in. And look, I can't comment on the incident. I didn't see it on the day. Obviously, we've all seen the replays and... You know, I think there's a couple of significant incidents, one from West Coast and one from us. So I'm loath to sort of discuss either of them. I think both of them are heading to the right spot, which is the tribunal, and I'll adjudicate.
Mm. So, yeah, I'm just thinking, I just had the kid as himself. I mean, he's worked so hard to get back, and then just a miscalculation, and it could be, you know, some healthy stint on the sidelines, unfortunately.
Well, it is what it is, and we'll deal with that. I'll see him... I'm not even sure. I always look after a player. We really respect Alex, and he's love him around the place. Got great character, but there's been plenty of people with great character that have had moments that haven't been ideal for him. And I think two players find themselves in that situation. So I'll let the tribunal adjudicate, and obviously we'll offer support and counsel at the right time.
So just recapping, chances for McFarlane, Dawson, and the like to come back and play under the roof at Etihad this week?
Yeah, well, they'll both be physically fit. It's just whether we select them or not. But Luke's an automatic, obviously. Then we'll look at the balance of the team with Zach. And, you know, with Johnson, we'll get another one under his belt. We've got Alex Pearce in the team. Certainly Zach's not an automatic.
Good on you, Ross. Thanks for your time. Talk to you next Monday.
No worries, guys.